What did you say that for? Good question, that. Let's talk about it on Key Life.
This is Key Life. We're here to let you know that because of what Jesus has done, God will never be angry at you again. Jerry Perry's has been teaching us all this week. Jerry serves as pastor at Christian Family Worship Center House of Grace, and he's the author of The Making of a Blended Family.
Thank you, Matthew. Hi, Jerry.
Hey, sir. How are you?
I love this week. I've learned so much good stuff from you. I'm going to be a spiritual giant.
Oh, well.
And I'll give you credit when people... Actually, this has been a great week for all of us because you've been talking about the power of confession.
Yes.
When you first said that's what you wanted to talk about, I thought we were going to confess our sins. And I thought, well, you can. I'm not. And then I realized you're not talking about confessing sins. You're talking about confessing truth.
Yes, yes.
The truth of Scripture as it applies to us. You've given us two things. You're going to give us three.
Yeah.
Go over the first two so we can start from there on the third thing we need to remember in the power of confession.
Absolutely. Well, the first thing that I talked about in the power of confession is that you have to speak over your life that I am blessed and highly favored. You just gotta know that you are favored by God and God loves you. And when you walk, favor follows you. Everything, favor is your friend. You know, you expect to be blessed. You know, I told my wife, and my wife knows this just tremendously. When I go into a parking lot at a Walmart or a store, and I'm looking for a parking space, I say, all right, favor, I'm here. I expect people to move so that I can be at the front. And 9 times out of 10, Steve, soon as I drive up, somebody moves out of the way, and I park right up in the front.
You know, one time my wife did that. We were going to a very crowded place, and there weren't any parking places. And I said, I'm going to let you out, and I'm going to park in Denver, and I'll come back and get you. And she said, no, I'll pray for a parking place. As soon as she did, the parking place in front of the store we were going to, somebody pulled out, and there it was, and I pulled in. And I said, I don't believe that. And she said, that's because of your lack of faith.
Oh, I speak favor when I'm flying on a plane.
Yeah,
I fly on a plane. Me and my wife was going to Paris one time, and I gave my wife my first class seat so she could sit up front. And I was sitting in the back. But I was just saying, but the favor of God is over my life. The pilot came back and said, you gave your wife your first class seat. Come on, I'm going to move you up to first class. and just favor happens like that for me all the time because I declare it. I speak it out of my mouth that I'm favored by God and it manifests. So that's the first thing that
I
do.
And the second?
The second thing is I say that God is 100% pleased with me because of Jesus Christ, that I am holy, blameless, without a single fault, not because of what I've done. It's because what Christ has done for me. His blood covers me. And when God sees me, he sees the blood of Jesus over my life. So I am holy. I am blameless. I am without a single fault. It doesn't mean that I don't make mistakes. What it means that when I do make mistakes, it is charged to Jesus' account and not my account because I'm covered under the blood of Jesus.
So
the third one today I want to talk about is that God is able to make all grace abound towards you. Grace can abound towards you. Well, what is grace? Grace is God's undeserved favor. It is God's enabling power. It is God's ability to do for you what you can't do for yourself.
Oh, man. We don't believe that, do we?
No, we don't believe that. We don't believe that. But you got to know that God is able to make all grace. The Bible says when you sow, and it's not only talking about money. It's talking about goodness. It's talking about favor on other people. It's talking about the way you treat other people. Given and shall be given unto you, good measures, pressed down, shaken together, running over. That's talking about love, how you treat your people. And then the scripture ends with, and God is able to make all grace abound towards you. And when you know that God's grace abound towards you in every area of your life, everything you put your hands to do can prosper.
You know, what you've done is profound because you're dealing with the lies we believe about God.
Yeah.
I mean, we've made him into a monster instead of the father that he is, who loves us without condition, forgives us always, and pours out favor on our lives. You know, if we'd start claiming that, or in your words, confessing that, we'd see a lot of change, wouldn't we?
We would. We will have, Jesus says, you shall have whatsoever you say. And if you speak negative over your life, negativity is what's going to follow you. You have to declare that you are the righteousness of God. In fact, I like Psalms, Psalms 1. It says, blessed is the man who walk not in the counsel of the ungodly. Now, this is Old Testament. But let me tell you what walking in the counsel of the ungodly is in the new covenant. Walking in the counsel of the ungodly in the new covenant is believing the lies of what people say that you're not when God has said what you are. And you got to not walk when people say that you ain't that. You're not this. You can't walk in that counsel. You got to walk in the counsel that God has made me holy, blameless, without a single fault. That's the counsel that you need to listen to. And this is not stand in the path of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in the law he meditates day and night. Here's where I want to get to, Dr. Steve. Listen what happens to you when you confess the right thing. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth fruit in its season, whose leaves also shall not wither, and whatsoever he do shall prosper.
Oh, man.
That's a mindset. That's an attitude. That's because you're walking in the favor of God, and God is able to make all grace abound towards you. And David said, I got two buddies that follow me, goodness and mercy.
Yeah.
All the days of my life.
You know, probably we're not here, Jerry and I, or primarily Jerry, because this is his message, but we're not saying that the world is a Disney world and everything's fine.
No.
And everything's going to be good and we're not ever going to have problems. That's not what we're saying.
Not at all.
In this world, you will have tribulations. And Jesus said that. But what you're saying is what he said, be of good cheer.
I've overcome
the world.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And that's exactly what he's done. And because he's overcome the world, it's not that he exempt Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego is the greatest story of this. It doesn't mean that he's going to stop you from going in the fire. It means that when you go in there, he's going to be with you. And if he's with you, you will come out.
Yeah, that's right.
And that's the thing. And you come out with the right attitude. You come out with the right blessings. You come out knowing that God has really still covered you in the midst of life. Life be life. And I was telling Kathy, I have a lot of terrible tragedies that have happened over the holiday weekends. You know, my wife's best friend, daughter, who's a Christian, died on Christmas Day.
Oh, man.
You know, my sister, four-stage cancer. By the time we finish this broadcast, she's in hospice, may not even be here, you know.
Oh, man.
This is all happening. But in the midst of that, I'm still trusting and smiling and loving on God because being saved doesn't exempt you from trouble.
Yeah.
But the attitude behind it is that you know all things will work together for the good of them that love the Lord and have called according to his purpose. I don't know the good in it, but God's going to work it for my good. He didn't say it is good, but he will work it out for the good if we trust him and still believe in him. And that's what confession does for you.
Oh, man, that is such good stuff. All right, in some practical ways, what can I do to put in a practical way in my own life what you've been teaching us this week?
Excellent. First thing you want to do is get up in the morning, look in the mirror, and make a confession over your life that the favor of God is over my life. You have to speak that, and you have to start believing it. Then you need to say to yourself that God is 100% pleased with me and walk in that. And so when the enemy tells you that God is mad with you, God's disappointed in you. Disappointment comes from unmet expectations. God is never disappointed in you. Let me say that again. God is never disappointed in you because God always knows what you're going to do before you do it. So he's not, there's no expectation that you can give God that he doesn't already know. So
he doesn't say, I have such high expectations for you.
Well, he already knows. He knows right. Your beginning from the end.
Yeah.
So a disappointment comes from unmet expectation. He doesn't have any because he already knows. So God is never disappointed with you. So don't allow the enemy to tell you those lies. And the third thing is to know, you got to believe within your heart that God is able to make all grace abound towards you.
Mm. That's a gift from him, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
I mean, faith isn't something we just stir up. It's a gift that he gives us.
Amen. Yes, it is. And we all can receive that gift if we believe it and receive it.
Oh, Jerry, this has been so good. It's been so good for the people who listen, but so good for me, the preacher. You know, Martin Luther said, we got to preach the gospel to each other lest we become discouraged. And you do that for me all the time. So, wake up tomorrow morning and confess who you really are. You think about that. Amen.
God is never disappointed in you. Man, that is a truth worth repeating and hiding in our heart. Thank you, Steve. And thank you, Jerry Perrys. Remember, you can re-listen to all of these episodes and share them through our website, keylife.org. And join us again tomorrow when another of our Key Life voices, Pete Allinson, will be here to tackle this question. Is retirement biblical? Boy, I hope the answer is yes. But you know what? Let's tune in together and find out. Well, you just heard Jerry Perry say it. You heard Steve say it. God is not disappointed in you because our sins don't disqualify us. And if you need proof, revisit the story of Jacob. We recently spoke about Jacob with Max Lucado, and it was such an encouraging conversation. In fact, we'll send you that entire conversation for free on CD. Just call us now at 1-800-KEY-LIFE. That's 1-800-539-5433. You can also email steve@keylife.org to ask for that CD or to mail your request. Just go to keylife.org/contact to find our mailing addresses. You just ask for the free CD featuring Max Lucado. Finally, if you value the work of Key Life, would you join us in that work through your financial support? You can charge a gift on your credit card, you can include a gift in your envelope, or just pick up your phone and text Key Life to 28950. That's Key Life, one word, two words, doesn't matter. Just text that to 28950. Key Life is a member of ECFA in the States and 4C in Canada, and we are a listener-supported production of Key Life Network.